Last Orders at Harrods, an African tale, written by Michael Holman and read by Jerome Pride. The first of the day's planes flew over Kariba, its wheels out and ready for landing. Had Charity or Ntoto looked up, they would have been able to see the rivets on the undercarriage, it was so low. It was the closest most of the passengers would ever get to the slum. Within an hour or so of the aircraft's arrival, a pink tide of newcomers from Europe would spread across Kuisha, heading for the beaches and game parks, before returning to their overseas homes a fortnight later, wearing tans and multi-pocketed safari suits, clutching wooden giraffes and soapstone chess sets, ebony key tags and stone hippos, Maasai spears and sheepskin rugs. Some of the visitors would return with other deadly, insidious souvenirs, the results of visits to massage parlours and liaisons at nightclubs. Many of the passengers had been to Kuisha before, such was its popularity as a holiday destination. For one very important passenger, however, it was his first official visit to Africa, as the recently appointed head of the world's most important development agency. Bathed in a shaft of early morning sunshine that came in through the cabin porthole, sitting in his business class seat, Hardwick Hardwick, president of the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, otherwise known as the World Bank, put away the papers, preparing for landing. A compact, plump man, horn-rimmed glasses on the end of his nose, in his early 60s, whose foul language and short temper was legendary, he had spent much of the overnight journey engrossed in a bundle of files on Kuisha. Stretched out in the adjoining seat, mouth agape and snoring softly, was the legendary Jim Fingers Adams, guide, confidant, and chief public relations advisor to Hardwick. The bank was facing a testing time in Kuisha, and Hardwick was glad to have the services of one of the best jugglers of the code word vocabulary of the aid and development business. It was Fingers, he recalled with appreciation, who had used the term dysfunctional military activity to describe a coup attempt in nearby Uganda, and budgetary anomalies had become a much-loved phrase by bank economists who needed to account for unaudited and unauthorized spending.